Live from the D along Woodward, this is Focus on 760 WJR. Now bring you all the NFL draft excitement at Campus Marshes. Terry Rattigan sitting in for Paul W. Smith.
Well, welcome back to the second hour of the show. I am Terry Rattigan. I'm the chair of the Detroit Sports Organizing Corporation, and it doesn't get any bigger than this here on Woodward Avenue. The streets are closed, but they are jam-packed with thousands and thousands of spectators. It is a wonderful sight to see. The sun is shining, gleaming off of the office buildings, and we are just so, so excited, and I personally am so honored that Paul W. Smith, Hall of Fame broadcaster, legend in our town, asked me to substitute for him today, and I'm pleased and honored to do so. So we see a lot of the fans here, and they're rabid fans, and they're dressed up in their jerseys, et cetera, but there aren't too many more rabid fans than our next guest, Ron Cracchiola, otherwise known as Crackman. Ron, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you very much. I'm glad to be on the show, and I'm pumped up.
Well, I can imagine you would be. You're Lions fan extraordinaire. You're a very visible presence at games and at drafts. And I think, if I'm not wrong, your allegiance and devotion to the Detroit Lions goes all the way back to the 50s, if I'm not wrong.
Well, I wouldn't say it goes back. I was born in 52, but I started going to football games back with my dad when I was, like, in 1965.
Okay.
And I was about 12 years old. But it's born and raised in the little town of Utica in Detroit metropolitan area. You know, my father always went to Lions games. My grandfather, he was a big Lions fan. So it goes on and on, you know, through the family. And I'm 72 now, and season ticket holder over 45 years. So I'm rocking it.
I love it. So you've been to previous drafts then, correct?
Yes, sir. I've been to I was in Chicago for the draft when they first started moving on the road, and then I was in Cleveland, and I was in Vegas and Kansas City, and now Detroit.
Well, you're an expert then, so you'll be able to really compare and contrast. We took a different approach here in Detroit, and while Kansas City, where I was as well, was a wonderful setup, and wonderful people, and I really, frankly, I want to go back to Kansas City. That's the bottom line. I really enjoyed my time there. But they used their city and their skyline as a bit of a backdrop, and then they had, you know, their draft on a grassy field, sort of an amphitheater type thing, which was great. But, you know, we took a different approach, and you'll be one that can tell us what the pros and cons are, but we're really excited to be right in the middle of downtown Detroit. And, you know, grit is one of the mottos of the Detroit Lions. And I think what people are going to see here is Detroit grit and our beautiful downtown area.
Oh, there's no doubt. The town's excited. I'm excited. Everybody's it's buzzing down there. At the moment now, I'm at home. I had to run out to the airport today and pick up my buddy from Dallas. He's an ultimate fan from the Cowboys. And he stayed with me at my house in Macomb Township. So he's just getting ready to go. We're getting ready to head back downtown. But, I mean, the town is buzzing. Last night, I was fortunate enough. I was invited to a one-on-one answering questions to Roger Goodell. Also, Curtis Martin, former Hall of Fame running back, was there. And, he's a great guy. You know, I think he really likes it when everybody boos him because he's the commissioner. But it was a lot of fun. Enjoyed my time. And I was downtown last night. I mean, the city was buzzing. Hit a few down at Nemo's Lounge. And we had a meet and greet with a lot of Hall of Fame fans. And it's just very exciting. Very exciting time, you know, for Detroit City, the Lions. I mean, they're no more. It's not those same old Lions no more. They're a team to be reckoned, and they're going in the right direction.
Well, you're right about that, and there's two things I'm glad you mentioned. One, Nemo's, which is one of my favorite places as well, and the other one is Commissioner Goodell. And I have the same feeling, having had the opportunity to meet him, that you do, is that he's a super approachable, down-to-earth, good guy. And that attitude and his leadership style permeates throughout the whole NFL organization. They really have been incredible partners for all the folks that visit Detroit and the Detroit Sports Commission and the city of Detroit. This is a real joint effort, and it starts at the top with the leadership of Commissioner Goodell. And you're right. He says that the booing that happens every year is something that's near and dear to his heart. At one point, we thought maybe Detroit should be the first city not to boo the commissioner. And he actually told us, no, don't do that. That would be weird. We want you. Go ahead. Go ahead and let it happen. Yeah. So I'm glad you mentioned that, Ron. And just really, you know, when you think of the rabid, you know, diehard sports fans, season ticket holders, folks that travel on the road, folks that go to the draft, you're at the top of that list. And that devotion that dedication to the team is really inspiring. Where will you actually physically be then tonight? Are you within the theater there or where?
Yeah, I'll be in the front row in the theater. I believe there's 14 of us from the Lions going to be in the front there, in the pod, in front of the stage.
Awesome.
And then they're, then I think how Detroit did it, which I thought was pretty nice. They had, people online, you could put in, you know, your name and why you think you're, a devoted fan to be in the theater during the draft. So they picked some other fans out. So they got the most of us in the first row lot, you know, the Thursday night, and then Friday there'll be some other fans in there, and then Saturday there'll be some other fans.
Oh, okay.
Spread it out.
Well, guess what? You got the best night. Thursday's it,
right,
man. And so it's just nice to know. I think as you sit there in the front row, just think about the fact that there are hundreds of thousands of people, and you're one of 14 people sitting right up front and representing the Detroit Lions, the team that you love. And we'll watch for you on TV. So just really, really appreciate you taking a little bit of time to share your passion for the Lions with us. Safe travels when you come on down tonight, and we'll be watching for you. Thank you, Ron Cracchiola,
okay,
otherwise known as Crackman.
I'd like to shout out to Michael's Restaurant by my house at 21 in Jefferson. There's a great family restaurant. I had breakfast this morning, so I'll say hello out to them. And forward down the field, the Lions team that will not yield. And when the blue and silver wave, and into the play. So hard wins the day. Without it, we will keep our faith. Down the field and gain a Lions victory. Oh, Lions. Look at baby. That's what we're talking about.
Crackman, that's a mic drop right there. Thank you, my friend.
God bless you.
God bless you. You're listening to Focus on WJR.